Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we had the draft in Detroit last year. It's a great event. Green Bay's got no chance of pulling it off the way we did. Flat out blanket statement, nothing to argue.
Yep.
The city of Detroit is going to get more of these events. We're getting a Final Four in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just went to the Frozen Four. It's an event I would love to see the city host again. What event would you like to see the city host that we haven't had ever or haven't had in a while? We could throw that out to people.
Okay. I would love to see another Super Bowl here.
Okay.
Would love it, especially with the fact that Detroit has shown, whether it's hotel rooms, buses, transportation, that they can manufacture what a major event needs. And they can host a major event. Downtown is built for major events. I want a Super Bowl again.
We should be in the rotation. We're a cold weather city, but we play the game indoors.
Yes, yes. It's
it's well documented.
As Todd Bowles will attest to, it's it's inside.
It is inside. And we've shown that we can host big scale NFL events. What we haven't seen, though, is LCA has not hosted an all-star game in either the NBA or the NHL. And I would imagine the Frozen Four, it was at Ford Field last time, would make a lot of sense in the brand new hockey arena we have in our city. LCA has not hosted any of these prime events. You know, we had some early tourney games. But the Final Four is not going to be at LCA. It's going to be at Ford Field, right? That's where they play all these Final Fours,
right?
Football stadiums.
Is there a requirement in the selection process that your team has to be competitive? Like there needs to be a prize for a team that is competitive. An all-star game for the Pistons.
I don't know if it's explicit, but I wouldn't be surprised
is it an unwritten rule?
It may be, but now that the Pistons are...
But that's my point. The Pistons are now a legit team. And because you want to have participants in the game that are of the hometown crowd. And when was the last time the Pistons had an all-star?
Well, Cade prior was it like Andre Drummond or something?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And same thing in hockey. Like you want to have, and maybe not just one, but maybe even two participants.
Yeah, I think they'd have a
participant. You want to have a hometown feel to it. No, you just don't want to have a game hosted in Detroit, and Detroit doesn't have a representative.
Look, I think that arena was built for hockey. The Pistons have made it their home, and they got a chance to host some big playoff games coming up. But that was made for hockey. And the fact that the Frozen Four hasn't been here, the fact that the NHL All-Star Game hasn't been here, the fact that we haven't hosted...
Well, the Frozen Four needs to be in the rotation.
Just so people understand, it went to Detroit a lot in the early days of this tournament. From 75 to 1990, five different Frozen Fours were hosted in Detroit. Since 1990, we've had one. It was in 2010. And it was at Ford Field.
Well, yeah, and the other one was supposed to be in 2020.
But COVID happened, and they haven't made that up.
Right, and as you mentioned, it's not in the lineup for the next 3 years.
No, the next 3 years, for those that are super dialed into the Frozen Four, Vegas, D.C., and Chicago. Chicago getting another one over us.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see in Detroit? 248-539-9797. Mike, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you guys touched on it a little bit. You know, an NHL All-Star game would be fantastic, but I would also love to see another Major League Baseball All-Star game. I think with the way everything's built up down there now, and just how much more dynamic it is, it would be awesome to get another baseball All-Star game in downtown Detroit.
Comerica hosted one years ago, right? It's probably coming up on 20 years since we had that All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Bobby Abreu win the Home Run Derby that year, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yeah.
The point is, it's been a while.
Yeah, and they are developing players that will be participating. Obviously, they have to have a participant, but, you know, Skubal, Riley Green last year, possibly more.
But we could even speak to, last year they had more than the required one, and the fan base has been, they've woken up.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I'm not chastising anybody who wasn't paying attention to the 2019 Tigers. They were a bad product. The team is good. The fan base woke up. There's real support. There's real buzz. Sure.
But that goes to my point of why the LCA hasn't hosted an all-star game for hockey or basketball because they haven't had any good players.
And the interest level in the teams has been relatively down.
Right. So they want to send it to a city that's energized.
Yeah.
And that they project to be energized in the year that they're going to have it.
248-539-9797. The other part of this is, and it's, you can't have the conversation without bringing it up, Gary Bettman had said it, the district's got to be finished. They want to take their product to an area that looks the part. You know, with Ford Field, there's been investments in the facilities in the area.
Yeah.
With that lot that sits in front of LCA, they got to do something with it. Once that happens... Like, I was just in St. Louis, and we went to a Cardinals game. I thought Busch Stadium was really nice. They have this area right outside the ballpark called, like, Cardinal Village or Ballpark Village. Yep. And it's restaurants and fan shops, and they've got, like, places to take picture with the Cardinals logo. It's kind of like a mini version of Wrigleyville or what they have around Fenway Park. But this idea that the ballpark isn't the only thing.
Yep.
You create layers outside of the ballpark that make it feel like a city, basically a city within a city. And I thought the Cardinals did a really nice job with that at Busch. And the idea would be if the Tigers and more so even the Red Wings had that around LCA, you'd become more attractive for these leagues.
Well, there's one that I think should absolutely be here. It should be a traveling game, is the Big Ten championship game in football.
Yep.
I think, and the Big Ten tournament in basketball.
Yeah. Cycle it through. We get it. Chicago's going to get it. Indiana's going to get it.
Yeah.
Detroit should be in that mix.
Yeah, Big Ten championship game. Why not? Ford Field's a great venue for it.
The city can and has hosted these events. Someone said WrestleMania, John. I take it you're not a big wrestling guy?
I was as a kid and loved it. I would love for it to come back. I'd go. 100%
I would go. Who were the big wrestlers when you were watching it?
Oh, well, it was Hulk. It was Andre the Giant, Junkyard Dog. I mean, yeah, it was...
The heyday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were right in that sweet spot there.
I went to WrestleMania 3. Oh, wow. That was, I'm telling you what, that was unbelievable. When Hogan slammed the Giant, I can still get chills from that moment.
Once in a while, you see the video. It comes up on social media, you know, and my algorithm, it comes up every once in a while. The first to fail. And then the Hulk Hogan starts to shake a little bit. And all of a sudden, he gets this superhuman strength. And he picks up Andre the Giant. And the place goes nuts.
Yeah. And then a great secondary match was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Randy Macho Man Savage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best wrestling matches I've seen.
Yeah.
Texas says the last time we had it was WrestleMania 23, 18 years ago. So
We're due.
Detroit should host WrestleMania again. Two-night event now. Could bring a lot of money, ton of money to the city, Derek and Washington Township.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pickleball championship matches.
Is
there like a big pickleball championship that would draw a crowd?
Pickleball is huge now.
No,
I'm
I know,
not sure
but
it's
like
how much of a spectator sport
yeah.
it is.
U.S. Open, Oakland Hills.
Sure.
I believe there's one scheduled in 2032.
Yeah, I want to say it's 8 or 9 years away, and obviously got to get the clubhouse done.
MLB All-Star Game has been in Vegas multiple times. They don't even have a team, so you don't need to have a relevant team. That's a moot point. Bring it to Detroit. That's from Jeff. Patrick and Troy says Big Ten basketball needs to come to Detroit. It's a shame. We have two Big Ten teams and never have the title game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a crime.
The Stanley Cup Championship would be a nice event. Mike in a truck. Sign me up for that.
So cynical part of me with the whole All-Star game thing here or Big Ten tournament is I truly believe one of the reasons why this hasn't happened is hotel space, especially proximity to the arenas. Like, I think it's one of our flaws downtown. Meaning, I you go to Indy can out-host us for a Big
sure.
Ten tournament.
Yes, and I'm not going to argue that. But I think we saw with the draft, and I mentioned it, the whether it's buses, the people movers, whatever it is, but in the queue line, whatever. But they did all they needed to do to make it possible for people to get downtown easily.
Yeah, we show we can do it. But yeah. I think we've still got this thing hanging on us a little bit. And we've got that reputation that we've got to be a little bit more spread out when these events want everything to be so centralized.
Yeah, but I think yes, that is an issue. But I think the draft showed that it can be a huge success in Detroit.
Do we have a hotel problem? I wasn't aware that we had a big downtown hotel problem.
I maybe overstated that a little bit. Okay. Sometimes the right words don't come out.
No, but I think everybody understands what you're talking about. In Indy, it's all a walk-to.
It is such a perfect setup down there.
Yeah.
It's like, why would the Big Ten tournament walk away from that in Chicago? I kind of get it. But we should still get one because we've shown we can handle it.
It's different if it's Ford Field versus LCA. You don't need as many hotel rooms.
Well, and just pulling it up on maps, I mean, most of the hotels are the opposite side of the highway of LCA, and most of them are towards campus marshes. I'm a walker. I walk. Yep. It's not an issue, but I think there are people who...
Those boots are made for walking,
aren't
they?
That's just what they'll do, John. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.